Hi, my name is Lynn, and I have a book that I would like to read to you. It's called The Bubble Who Would Not Pop, and it's written by Shelley Rourke. Billy Bubble took a ride on the wand outside of his bottle on a very sunny morning. He could see the other bubbles around him giggling and laughing as they popped with a juicy splurt. Billy Bubble could not wait to join the fun. He found himself staring into a pair of serious green eyes on either side of a very freckled nose. A squeaky voice said, "Okay, Mr. Bubble, I have a secret mission for you." Billy Bubble had no idea what a secret mission was. As he wondered about it, the girl said, "Mr. Bubble, I will blow a prayer into you, then you fly to heaven, and when you see God, pop to give him my prayer. It's very important." Billy Bubble would not let that little green-eyed girl down. She lifted the wand to the sky and gently blew a prayer into Billy Bubble. He rose into the air, floating by the other bubbles who were playing. They cried out, "Splurt, splat, plop. Hey, little bubble, it's time to pop." "No, no," replied Billy Bubble, "I can't pop yet. I must get the green-eyed girl's prayer to heaven." So he floated up through at the tree branches, careful not to brush against the limbs. "Remember, Mr. Bubble, all the way to heaven," the little girl called out as Billy Bubble drifted upward. The leaves twirled in the wind as he passed by. They cried out, "Splurt, splat, plop. Hey, little bubble, it's time to pop." "No, no, no," replied Billy Bubble. "I can't pop just yet. I must get the green-eyed girl's prayer to heaven." He looked back to see the green-eyed girl shrinking smaller and smaller. "Quah, quah," a crow was near. The blackbird dove at Billy Bubble with its beak wide open, ready to join in the fun, and he called out, "Splurt, splat, plop. Hey, little bubble, it's time to pop." "No, no, no," replied Billy Bubble. "I can't pop yet. I must get the green-eyed girl's prayer to heaven." The crow cocked his head to one side, but he allowed the determined bubble just to keep going. Soon, Billy Bubble reached the clouds. They looked fluffy and soft and perfect, the perfect spot for a quick rest. He settled onto a cloud to relax. Zoom! An airplane roared through the crowd. What a close call. Billy Bubble was scared and tired, and he wanted to give up. How could he get to heaven anyway? He was just a bubble. Billy Bubble heard himself saying, "Splurt, splat, plop. Hey, little bubble, it's time to pop." "No, no, no," replied Billy Bubble. "I can't pop just yet. I must get the green-eyed girl's prayer to heaven." Out of nowhere, Billy Bubble heard a deep voice say, "My dear little bubble, it's time to pop." "No, no, no," replied Billy Bubble. "I can't pop just yet. I must get the green-eyed girl's prayer to heaven." "You've been a brave little messenger," the mysterious voice said gently, "but this is as far as you go. I already have her prayer." "God?" Billy Bubble gasped. "Is that you?" "Yes." Billy Bubble was full of questions. "But how did you get her prayer? I haven't even popped yet. Did you know I was coming? Is this heaven?" The voice chuckled. "Billy Bubble, you are not in heaven. I'm here with you and with the green-eyed little girl. I knew her prayer before she even whispered it." Billy Bubble was shocked. "How could that be?" The voice continued. "I always hear my children. Thank you for trying to help her. You've been a good friend. Now I have a mission for you." Billy Bubble still didn't know what a secret mission was, but he would do anything that God asked him to do. "I want you to take a message from me to the little green-eyed girl," God said. Billy Bubble felt a soft, fresh wind that carried him back down through the clouds, past the airplane, past the surprised crow, through the trees, and back to the little girl in a snap. As he returned to the green-eyed girl, Billy Bubble heard God's voice say, "My dear Bubble, it's time to pop." And he did just that. Billy Bubble popped. It was the best pop ever. When Billy Bubble popped, a gentle breeze caressed the little girl's cheeks, and she could hear a whisper on the wind. "I heard you. I love you. It will be okay." The green-eyed girl smiled and nodded. For Billy Bubble, it was better than a tickle and a giggle. God agreed.